Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. You can find out more at the website allbook-books.com. Recently, thinking about climate issues, technology, the extractive industry, the intense weather patterns, and the shifts of energy with the earth, and the consumer culture. And what came to mind is two lines from the Tao Te Ching, which is attributed to Lao Tzu as from 2,500 years ago or more. Timeless guideline, and one of my essential guides. If I had like one book I had to have, or one writing bit I had to have, it would probably be the Tao Te Ching, also called the Tao Te Jin. And so for many years, I have utilized these two lines as a kind of discipline or meditative practice. So I'm not saying that's how they're meant to be or what. I just find it helpful. And so I want to share that because I think it is essential with what is going on with the world and the human behavior. There's a bigger context to this two lines that are in the first section of the Tao Te Ching, but to keep it simple, I'm gonna focus on those two lines. Never wanting, one may observe the wondrously subtle. Desiring, one may witness the manifestations. Never wanting, one may observe the wondrously subtle. Desiring, one may witness the manifestations. So what I get from that is that we'll start back and work our way forward. Desiring, one may witness the manifestations. This is a normal part of every day, waking up. Oh, I want or desire coffee. I want or desire some half and half in it. I want or desire some honey in it. I put echinacea powder in there. So my day starts at some level with desiring, and I witness the manifestations. Now, this can go on and on, of course. I can want the cereal. I can want the sandwich. After that, I can start wanting lunch. I can start wanting to buy new clothes. I can start wanting this, start wanting that. And it goes on and on and on. So to balance, there's the other. Never wanting, one may observe the wondrously subtle. And that, I apply that. I deliberately, specifically during the day, I make myself sit or stop and say, I don't want anything. Nothing at all. Have no desire for anything, nothing. Just no desire, sit there, and then observe the wondrously subtle. Where that takes you, I don't know. But for me, it helps me. I see things, I notice things, I become aware. I tune in on different levels, and I have different perceptions that are not clouded by desire and physicality. So there's a delicate balance there, and I think that is where the world is out of balance, seriously out of balance, because people are walking around desiring 24/7, those who can, which affects those who, you know, the quote material poor, the materialistically poor, who may desire but sometimes can't even afford to desire. But that's a whole nother topic. But I just think it's the balance point now for that the world needs to discipline. There needs to be discipline and tuning into subtle, deeper, higher, whatever you call them, levels. Now, there's a quote from the Buddha in his Four Noble Truths. One is the root of suffering is desire. Some of that could get lost in translation because desire is good. You know, love, passion, food, desire is good, but I think it's the key to that phrase is too much. The root of suffering is too much desire, or being attached to the desire. You know, I think too much desire is the key there. And I think in the sense of the earth, that Mother Earth feels, she is feeling and dealing with to too much desire, because that is fueling the extractive industries and the mining and the destruction for consumer goods. And it's an endless boom time cycle, which is an impossibility with limited resources. Now, there's a well-known book, a well-known phrase called manufacturing consent. And I think also it's not only manufacturing consent, that the media is manufacturing discontent. So, you know, with all the advertisements and this and that and all the news stories, it's never content. They don't promote contentment. It's always promoting discontentment to string you along, to make you desire the next thing, the next movie, the next popcorn, the next bestseller, the next this, the next that. And the media, I think people forget. Now, this is one of those wondrously subtle, shall I say, that the media, that you won't notice if you're always desiring, or if you're just following the who slept with who story, or who hurt who, and that kind of thing. If you're following the breaking news and what's going to happen next, you will miss the wondrously subtle, which is that the media is a hook, and it is a business. It is a wolf in sheep's clothing. It is posing or acting like it's looking out for you. I think that's how a lot of people view the media. Like, oh, look what's happening in the world. Oh, this is dangerous. Oh, I need to do something to protect myself. But at some degree, a little bit, but essentially the media is not out to help you. The media is out to sell stuff. They are promoting stuff. They pose as authority figures, and they are known pathological liars and misrepresentators of truth. So if you just follow along the news manifestation, you will be sucked into endless desire, whereas if you turn off believing into the news all the time and don't want what they have to say, you may open up your own vision or your own experience of the wondrously subtle. So I think, yeah, the media, they have people hook online and sinker, falling for it all the time. The new and improved, the next product, the upgrade, it's always stringing you along, and it's endless desire, and it goes on and on and on. Now, some of it is helpful, some of it is good, but I think in the big picture now what is going on is that people need to have some level of discipline and restraint and non-desiring to see what levels of insight and how that changes behavior, and also so as not to over abuse the earth by over extracting and destroying habitats just to produce things that we think we need. And also, even just a few seconds, if you just practice not wanting anything and sit there and observe the wondrously subtle, even just a few seconds, you will realize that you do not have to have all the things you think you want or your desire mode thinks it wants, because the desires can go on endlessly. But even just a few seconds, you can realize you can build that up too, to go longer amounts of time without wanting, and see what that does for you. You can build up that strength like exercising, but even just to tap that for a few seconds can shift an entire lifelong pattern of caught in an endless chasing of stuff and things and emotions and wanting reactions from people and this and that. The endless desiring of the endless manifestations can be stopped in just a few moments. And that's an ongoing discipline as well. So you can explore the Tao Te Ching more if you like, but I hope that little gist goes a long way for you. All right, thank you for listening. Have a good one. Be well.